from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you know what that sound means.
Yay.
It's time for Stock Watch. Stock up, stock down. At Eagles Camp, where we are today, broadcasting live from 94WIP's Camp Comeback at the NovaCare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership for locations. Go to hitchrv.com. All right, let's get into it here. Stock up, stock down. I mean, Hugh, we can't not tell everyone. We can't not, get into this because it continues to be historic. Stock up as many days here at Eagles training camp. Hugh, another interceptionless day for Jalen Hurts. Now, Zach Bond said he wasn't aware of this until we told him.
Yeah.
Do you think Zach goes extra hard for the INT tomorrow?
No, Zach is going to forget about that. Zach probably forgot about that interview that we did already, though, Joe, to be totally honest.
I mean, wait a second. A former Pro Bowler just told him defense doesn't matter. He might remember that forever.
No, he'll probably remember that ridiculousness, but he's not going to remember, like, you know, the fact that Jalen's not throwing an interception.
So, Jalen Hurts now, according to Elliott, 301 consecutive throws at training camp without an interception. Tomorrow, he could go for a perfect, perfect training camp here. So, stock up, obviously, on Jalen Hurts. Hugh, a stock down that it feels like one that continues to be, or at least a question mark, is that right guard spot. So, Mekhi Becton was back out there today, which is good. He was, he was limping around yesterday. But Tyler Steen, again, not practicing. So, I'm not sure how injured he is. Doesn't it feel like Tyler Steen tried to battle through an injury and he made it worse? Because he was limping around the beginning of practice. He missed some time. Then he came back, and it's just my theory, he tried to win the job. And now I think he hurt himself worse. I mean, I don't know how serious it is, but it's just been a weird camp for him.
It just feels like Mekhi has been penciled in.
Yep.
They really want him to be the guy, and it just feels like he's going to be the guy regardless. That's what it kind of feels like to me.
All right, a stock up here. Elliott reporting that today the pass rush has been better. And actually, as Elliott put it on his tweet a few minutes ago, the pass rush has been way better over the last week of camp. Now, Hugh, how do we view that? Because you could view this one of two ways. I'm curious where you and Kyle come down on this. Pass rush has been better.
What offensive line is worse?
Jalen Carter, Huff. Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing, right? We need those guys to get after the quarterback. Or is this the offensive line, specifically the depth on the offensive line, is a question mark, and that's why they're getting to the quarterback?
I think maybe they're putting a little bit more in, getting ready. I think the closer that we get to the regular season, you're going to start to see them loosen it up a little bit just to see where they are. And, there were some rumors out there that, the last time, the offense got blitzed, they didn't look that great going up against the blitz. So, now it's time to start. After this, next couple of days, after this last preseason game, when you make these final cuts down, then you're going to start to hone in on your game plans and what you potentially want to do against the Green Bay Packers.
So, Kyle, I want to be positive on this one because it's a good thing that, that the pass rushers are getting there and they're getting home more over the last week. You know, Elliott said Carter and Huff and Davis, Brandon Graham, the linebackers. But I also, on the other side of my brain, I'm like, why are they getting there now? Is it, like you said, they're putting new things in, or is this offensive line depth an issue?
I think it's I'm kind of with you. I think it's less bad offensive line and more just, it sounds like Lane was missing some practices, Becton was out, Steen was out. Like, it sounds like there just hasn't been much continuity on the offensive line throughout camp, so maybe they just haven't really had a chance. Like, they have to work as a unit on the offensive line, so maybe they just sort of been out of rhythm a little bit. So I think I would probably just chalk it up to that.
I hope so. But again, that the depth on the offensive line is certainly different than it has been in years past. Our little stock up, stock down there for the Philadelphia Eagles here at training camp. And congratulations to John. He won the $50 gift card to Burger King. Can you handle the heat? Burger King is serving up bold flavor and spice this summer with the all-new fire menu featuring the fiery bacon whopper, fiery chicken fries, fiery strawberry, and Sprite. Made with fiery strawberry puree and more for a limited time at participating U.S. restaurants. It's a fiery take on your BK favorites with spice levels from mild to wild so everyone could have it their way. Well, fiery takes. We had one to start the show today. Hugh Douglas said the division is a lock.
Lock.
For the Philadelphia Eagles, who won one game last year after Thanksgiving. It is a lock for that football team.
You just made me sound so crazy when you say it like that.
Because the last time we watched them, they stunk.
No, I mean, I hear you, but it's just like you just make me sound crazy when you say it.
Well, I mean, I don't have to help you doing that. Hugh thinks it's a lock. Kyle's got it in Sharpie. I am not ready to go there with this team. I need to see it to believe it. I see the reasons for optimism, a new defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, Jalen Hurts with the historic camp here without interceptions. I see it. I mean, I could close my eyes and see the Eagles winning 12 games, and it's not a stretch. The schedule is not as daunting as last year. And, you know, and as much as I question Sirianni, he has led a team to 14 wins in a Super Bowl. So the formula can work here with the Eagles and Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. I just need to see it before I get there. We're looking for the biggest Cowboy hater today for a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. Josh in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Josh.
What's going on, gentlemen? How are we doing this afternoon?
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Josh. What's up, buddy?
Well, not a whole lot. So, I mean, lock, I'm the turnkey, baby. They are winning the division. I'm going to tell you, I got them right into the NFC Championship game. And enough said. Continuity on the offensive line is the only thing that I'm worried about. Kyle just took my word. But, I mean, that's it. You know, in all the reading, all the listening, you know, the O-line. Okay. Jason Kelce, big loss. Yet, he handpicked his replacement. I think we're going to be all right there. You know, I love hearing about the corners. And the linebacker play, right? I mean, that Bond earlier, listening to him talk, like, he seems quite intelligent, and you know, there's a reason why they went out and got him. You know, I mean, he's probably a good heads-up player. I'm looking forward to seeing him on Sundays wearing 53, doing the number proud.
And, well, he better now. You know, I mean, he's wearing that number. And, Josh, I agree with you on the Bond thing. I think it, even though it flew under the radar because it wasn't like they gave him a lot of money, it was telling to me they got him very early in free agency. Like, they think something's there with him.
No doubt. I mean, when they signed him, too, I was like, oh, I like that. You know, I mean, look at them. Right out the chute, they're addressing something, which is good. I mean, you know, if there's an outcry, I think we as a fan base do a really nice job, you know, the conduit being, you know, WIP and then, of course, some of the print media. But, you know, we've been screaming about linebacker for years, right? And,
yes.
And let's help those boys up front. Those Georgia boys up front, if they know that right behind them somebody's going to smack them in the mouth coming downhill, well, then that opens things up and we'll see a bit more aggressiveness from some of those younger Georgia Bulldogs that we're all looking to have a good season, right? I mean, that's ultimately how it works.
And it's probably the key. I mean, you're looking for – yeah. Go ahead.
I got my Eagles fever just it's running through me right now.
It's coming through the radio. I could feel it. So, all right, if you have Eagles fever, you also have Cowboys hate, Josh. Tell us why you're the biggest Cowboy hater.
So let's start off, right? I mean, I'm going to grassroot this. I'm indoctrinated into being a Philadelphia Eagles fan by hating the Cowboys, right? Mm. I mean, take the pacifier out. I can use my voice. Dallas sucks, right? Then we grow a little bit, and you have your little tufts with some of the boneheads in high school that are supposed Cowboy fans. But then I get to college, and for 3 years of my college life, I lived in a fraternity house. We had the first floor of our house. There were four rooms. I was in one of the four rooms. One of those guys that I lived with was a fraternity brother, but not during football season. He was a Cowboy fan. And, man, this dude was just annoying. Now, I could find some other choice words. However, annoying will have to do. But you know what I used to do? Just due to hate and, you know, him during the season for his, you know, crappy team was, you know, I would see how it is in college. You get done doing what you do on the late night. You head home. You make yourself whatever. Mm-hmm. I would dirty pans, throw them right into his room. I would rearrange his room. I would flip his bed up.
A little Cowboys fan torture. Like, make his life, you know, not fun.
Torture,
yeah.
Torture isn't even the word.
Dirty pans.
I mean, just full-on visceral hate.
Cooking pans.
Pans. Pants.
I thought he said
pants. Pans.
Like,
you know,
pots and
dishes,
pans, yeah.
Dirty dishes.
Pots, gotcha,
pans.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. You name it. What could I get my hands on? Right? One of the stragglers on a late night that shouldn't be, you know, here, throw her in there, too. But, you know,
that's what I'm talking about, stragglers.
a straggler, just throw him in the room. Josh, a good one. All right, so just throwing a bunch of crap in his Cowboys fan's room. So he said something there that made me think. He said Cowboys fan he knew was annoying. Have you ever met a Cowboys fan that wasn't annoying?
Not too many.
So are annoying people, do they grow up to root for the Cowboys, or are Cowboys fans just inherently annoying? Like, it's like chicken or the egg.
They're annoying because they like to talk about the championships that they have and how many we don't have. And then when you start talking about relevancy and how relevant they've been over the last couple of years, they tend to go back to when Jimmy Johnson was coaching the team, and
they
had all that
success.
Which is
really a long time ago now. Actually sad to go back there.
I mean, it's funny, man, because I had a chance to hang out with some Giants fans last weekend, reluctantly.
Well, you had your event, right?
Yeah, I had, reluctantly. And they were, you know, it was an Eagles-Giants fan event, right? And they won the fan event. The Giants gave them their hats off. And I got on the mic after that. They're jumping up and down, Joe. And they're excited, and they're talking about how many Super Bowls they won and how many we've won and all this other stuff. And I just told them, I said, listen, congratulations to you guys. I'm not going to be a sore loser. And revel in this victory, because you're not going to have too many to revel in as the season progresses. Kind of the same thing with the Cowboys. Even though the Cowboys are a little bit more successful, every Cowboy fan can admit this truism that I'm about to drop on you. When the postseason hits – they clutch their pearls. You know why? Because the outcome has been the same for them.
For decades.
For the last 10 years. Now, that's a fact. You can say what you want about Jalen Hurts and the fact that we have a tumultuous time. We don't know what's going on with the coach or whatever. And you can even point out the fact that we lost a playoff game last year. But
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One thing I can count on when I'm watching in the playoffs is that whomever the Dallas Cowboys are playing in, whatever round they're playing in, I don't care if it, well, they had to play a game before they played the NFC Championship. But it, whatever round the Cowboys are playing in, they are probably not going to win that game. And every Cowboy fan that's watching the game, you can sit there and you can act like you're excited and you're optimistic, but you're really not. You're really just waiting. You're sitting there wondering how you're going to lose the game, because you're going to lose it. You're not going to win it. Even if you have home field advantage,
which they often
which
do,
you've had, and lose. You've had before in the past. You've had home field advantage.
Last year they were a 7-point favorite at home against the Packers, and they got blown out.
You're going home at whatever Super Bowl or playoff party that you're having. It's going to be cut short because you're going to be disappointed. You're going home. That's the only one that you're going to throw is that first one. When it comes to the playoffs, I don't give a damn what you do in the postseason. Y'all going home in the playoffs.
They have to be, over the last 20 years, 15 years, the biggest playoff flop in the NFL. I can't think of a team that's lost more home games as a favorite than them in the playoffs.
Man, I remember one year, Joe, when I was in Atlanta, and I did it reluctantly. I was like, man, you know what? The Cowboys, like, they're the best team in the NFC.
Was it 16 when Dak was a rookie and Rodgers beat him?
Was it Aaron Rodgers?
I think it was Packers.
Yeah. And the Falcons went to the Super Bowl. Yeah, that's the year.
Well, the Cowboys were the one seed. They did look like the best team that year.
They did. And you cannot tell me that you've recovered from that. You haven't even recovered from the time where who was it? Y'all couldn't even tell us what a catch was. Who was the receiver?
Dez
Bryant in Green Bay.
Yeah, against the Packers. Yep.
Come on, man. And that's the franchise that you choose to follow every year and have the nerve and audacity to call this station and talk trash every year, knowing that that's the outcome for you every year? Like, you got a lot of nerve. Any Dallas Cowboy fan that calls into this station chirping has a lot of nerve, because the outcome for you has been the same. You have not been optimistic about nothing when it comes to the postseason in about 10 years. Because the outcome has been the same. You talk about Groundhog Day.
That's them.
That's you.
Yeah, it is.
In a nutshell, you're Groundhog Day. And I don't want to hear nothing about the Dallas Cowboys and their heyday. Hell, back in the day, VCRs were hot. CD players were hot. Walkman. Remember when the Walkman was hot? That's when the Dallas Cowboys were hot. So let's talk about something that's more relevant.
There are some younger listeners that just heard you say Walkman, and they don't
know.
And
they're like, what is he talking about?
What's that old guy talking about?
Dude, listen.
I don't know what that is.
He dated himself. Remember when the Walkman was hot? That's when the Dallas Cowboys was hot. Remember when you used to have to watch VCRs?
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
And you had to rewind to a certain spot to see where, you know what I'm saying? And you had to rewind to take.
Well, you had to rewind before you brought it back to Blockbuster,
too. Yeah. Man, come on, man. Stop it, man. Ain't nobody trying to hit that, man.
Now, Hugh, you know you're in the league already, because that rant was pretty good. I mean, that was.
Oh, it was?
That,
no.
That might be our best one we heard today.
That was good, man.
Hugh was the biggest Cowboy hater.
There's one thing I'll never question about Hugh. There are a lot. Yeah. It's his hatred of the Cowboys.
Yeah. I question most things he says, but I know he hates the Cowboys.
Can I tell you something that I did? And you know I love shoes, right? So I don't know how this happened, but you know, like on the Nike app, right, you can pick. You can order a certain color shoes that you want.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So I ordered, like, it was a pair of Nike waffle shoes. And I bought them in silver and blue.
Did you not think about
it? I was not thinking about it.
Just silver and blue.
I wasn't thinking about it until I bought them.
And then you got them.
And then I got them.
And you saw they were Cowboy sneakers.
And I was like, and listen, you know how much I love shoes. I had to give them away. I had to make another pair. I bought another. As a matter of fact, the other pair just came there. I made them silver and black because I'm like, okay, Raider colors, that's not bad.
Yeah, no,
but silver and blue, I don't want anybody to think for a second that I'm affiliated with anything Cowboys. So I gave him away. I gave away a brand new pair of shoes. Just gave him away.
Could you imagine the bad vibes, Kyle, if this guy came walking in before the season in Cowboys shoes?
Oh, it would have
blamed every loss on
you. We would have had to tell him to go home.
Yeah, I when I bought him, I'm like, damn, how did I do that?
Where's Hugh today? Is he sick? We sent him home.
Well,
yeah, he's fine.
I was like, how did I do that?
So you you passed the polygraph for flying colors about your hatred of the Cowboys.
No, I mean, but I gave him away. That's how much I do not want anything silver and blue or whatever the colors y'all want to call, whatever colors y'all wear. I'm like, I'm not wearing those colors.
This doesn't surprise me. You're very principled in certain things.
Yeah, I'm not
mixing food, Cowboys colors.
Yeah, not wearing those colors.
It's like, you know, some things your brain is really where it needs to be. And some things,
sometimes it's just all over the place.
It's in La La Land. All right, John in West Philly. What's up, John?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How we doing?
What's up, man?
Joe, PB Hugh. I'm not calling to pick on you today. It's Joe. It's Joe.
Oh, all right. Go ahead, John. Tell me why I'm
crazy,
wrong.
Man. Are you crazy?
About what? Thinking this isn't a lock? Why am I crazy?
Who are you scared of?
Scared is the wrong word. Scared is the wrong word. I am. I think the Cowboys, for as much as we laugh at them, they're at least going to be competent, right? They're not going to win 6 games. They're going to win 9 or 10. So that's that. And, John, I think the Commanders are going to pop with a rookie quarterback.
The Commodores?
The Commodores.
Commodores.
I think the Giants are a tire fire, but the Commanders are no longer a tire fire, so we got to deal with them too.
I mean, listen, man, it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And I understand, like, all of the question marks on defense and all that, but I believe the Eagles are going to score 30 points a game. I don't care what nobody
you
has.
You heard him.
The Hugh Douglas School of Football.
You heard him.
Yo, listen, I'm trying to tell you. These wide receivers, they're running 4.2s, and, you know, like, what are you going to do with them? Like, I'm not saying defense is all the way a luxury, but I'm almost there. These wide receivers are running 4.2s. These cornerbacks are not keeping up. The wide receivers get paid more. The offensive guys get paid more in the league. So I don't know why you don't think defense is almost a luxury. I'm not going to say this.
Well, I just need the defense to be decent, right? I mean, your point of Hughes, I don't think you need to have the best defense in the league to win the Super Bowl. Like, those days are probably over. But the Eagles were 30th last year. I need like, give me middle of the pack so at least we can get a stop once in a while.
Man, listen, if the Eagles are still ranked around 30, like 30th in defense, I'll do 30 miles next year. It's not going to happen.
30 miles
next year.
Running?
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, no, that's an easy. Yeah, they're not going to be ranked.
No, well,
they're not going to be ranked.
Yeah, 30
man,
miles
lock it in. Kyle,
yeah.
Right on the board again.
Lock it in. All right, John, why do you hate the Cowboys?
Well, listen, I almost, like, hung up so many times. We said Cowboys all day, man. I really didn't want to hear this. It almost made me throw up, like, 10 times. Every time I hear the word, I puke. But I also hate the Cowboys because my favorite wide receiver of all time, T.O., played for the Cowboys. Every time you look up his name and I see the star and all that, I'm fine with seeing him in a 49ers uniform and all that. That's cool. But the fact that my favorite wide receiver played for him and I'm an Eagles fan, I just can't do it.
Yeah, you know what? It is a stain. I mean, because he's a great player. And most people here, even though it ended so poor, like in retrospect,
they still got a lot of love.
Yeah, because, I mean, what he did in the Super Bowl, and he had a tremendous year. John, it's a good one that T.O. played there. T.O. at the end played everywhere. Remember that when he was on the Bills, the Bengals?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he was all over.
It was an odd ending.
Yeah.
And even though he was still productive at the end, like he was still putting up, you know, 800, 900 yards, even when he was old. It's crazy how many years he still played at a high level.
He got caught in that, you know, was the juice worth the squeeze type situation.
Right, the good teams didn't really want him.
Yeah,
yeah. He was, well, I mean, because at that point he had bounced his way out of three good organizations.
Teams. Yeah, and that's basically what it was. The juice wasn't worth the squeeze for a lot of people.
Yeah, I remember even at the end, I was like, he could still play. You know, and then at the end, teams were just like, yeah, I'm out. No more of that stuff. Lance is up here on WIP. What's up, Lance?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Can you hear me?
What's
got
up,
you, Lance. What are you thinking?
I just want to say, hey, what's up to everybody, first of all. How y'all doing today?
We're good. We're just trying to get Hugh right over here because he's losing his mind.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in all retrospect, I can understand. I definitely want to say, though, that First, definitely think that they're going to be a lock. I mean, there's no way that we can't. We got the better team. We're doing everything we need to. My man Jalen doing everything he needs to in practice, breaking records. I mean, you can't You can't beat that.
Well, I mean, literally, you can't beat it. I mean, the guy's gone 301 passes without an interception in camp. I mean, it's like a perfect game in baseball. Perfect.
Right, but hopefully, if you don't start, you know, first two, three games and throw five, six of them, and then y'all want to crucify him. You know, make sure, you know, he is still human. You know, remember that.
Where are we at, by the way, before you go on, Lance, where are we at as a show? If Jalen has a perfect training camp and then throws a pick in the first game of the year, are we blaming Elliott? Is that how we're doing this, Kyle? Elliott's fault?
I can't really think of anybody else's fault.
Okay.
It would
be. Hugh, are we on board? We blame Elliott if Jalen throws a pick?
No.
I'll blame Elliott. Go ahead, Lance.
I'm with it. I definitely think so. But, I mean, 12 games, crazy. Easy. 12, 13 games, easy. 20 touches from Saquon, you know, with Jalen. Hopefully they bring back the option. That would be nice to see. I really hope we can see that again. But, you know, hopefully we can get to 12, 13 games, and we're going to definitely win the division.
Now, Lance, why do you hate the Cowboys?
All right. Now, first of all, when I was a kid, my uncle gave me a hat, and he was like, you know, take this home, your dad. You know, as a kid, like, your dad, you're not going to like it. Dad saw me with the hat, was like, if you come in the house with a hat, you're not welcome in this house, right? As a very young kid, like 5, 6 years old. Fast forward, and now as an adult, I won't date the Cowboys, like, female. Like, she's like, oh, I want to, get together, and then I found out she's a Cowboys fan. Never. If you want to be my friend just as a homie, no. You're a Cowboys fan? No, not doing it. I won't root for the Cowboys. I won't bet for the Cowboys. I won't do anything with 2K or anything like that. I know nothing of no sort, ever. But there's one other thing that I think everybody forgets, that the Cowboys fan, they think that they're better than everybody. They think that because they're America's team, that they're going to just be like, oh, number one, and oh, like they just have like an aura about them. And I hate it. So take this, fast forward. Me and my wife, we go on DoorDash, right? This is why. Now, I wanted to get into the draft last year with y'all, but I didn't get a chance. But this is why I got to get in this year. We DoorDashing. Lady ordered a couple things for her kids. And the restaurant nearby, they very expensive. They went like, you know, like salmon, jerk salmon, Alfredo. They're like very, very, very good food. But I never go there because I'm like, I'm not spending almost $30 for an Alfredo when I cook myself. Well, anyway, I pull up, and it's around holiday time, and I see in a window that it's a star. So I'm thinking it's a star, David. As I look closer, it's Cowboys apparel all on their whole front in Delco. I say, you must be crazy. My wife says, no, babe. No, I can't get another bad thing on my door. I say, I don't care. You got me crazy. No. They sitting here with the whole – no. Nope. We say we delivered it, but I didn't deliver it. They never got their food. I should have got in trouble. But turns out the lady decided to cuss at me about it. Oh, where's the F of my kids' food, da 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 da. And I just said, well, you know, the front of your house is ridiculous. You need to change it. Next thing I know, she kicks off the platform. We kept the food. And that's why I need to be in the league.
Lance, that is
strong. That is really good.
I mean, he refused to give the food.
So, wait a minute. You get to keep the food if you DoorDash? You mess it up?
There's a lot of ways you can keep the door, the food here.
I think Hugh's trying to pick up a part-time job here.
No, I'm just saying. I just find that interesting.
Lance, that is a great answer. Lance, you're in the mix. That was strong. I mean, he wouldn't DoorDash the food because he's from a Cowboys fan.
He put his wife's job in peril. That's kind of
They got kicked off the app. They got cursed at. And he got the expensive food he got to eat. I mean, that's pretty darn good. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll finish with the phone lines, the final segment. Do you believe the Eagles are a lock?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.